When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm glad you did, because I didn't get to turn it on until. So they were. We're going. So they did like a little video tribute, kinda, but it wasn't really a video tribute. It was just thank you, DeJounte, and it was just video of DeJounte live,
right?
Like sitting on the Pelicans bench.
Right.
And is that when people were booing, or was it in intros or what?
I don't know, dude. All I know, because I actually turned it on. Yeah, it was already at the tip off, and I never had the volume on. And so, like, balls tipped off. First time I hit the ball, I was like, are those fucking boos? Let me turn it up some. Weak-ass boos.
Yeah, I don't, I mean.
Like, I'm like, what? He didn't actually leave.
Yeah, DeJounte didn't do anything wrong. Yeah, he played his best while he was here, and then they traded him. Yeah, pretty funny. And Dyson Daniels has been really good. So, like, the trade worked out. Yeah, that's weird. Of all the people to boo, DeJounte doesn't feel like the right guy to boo.
Post-game. Like, after the game, I saw, like, DeAndre Hunter went up.
Yeah, they, like, swapped jerseys and stuff.
The trade DeJounte thing, now, they didn't really show it on camera enough for me to get a great vibe of
They
it.
Hugged each other and everything before the game.
Maybe they did.
I watched it.
What'd they do?
I see pregame.
They hugged each other before the game.
I know it's a Trey pun.
They did their.
Felt like an icy.
They did
like,
their. After, they did their game. Little two-hand slap.
Okay.
And they hugged.
Yeah.
That's good.
Makes sense. I would imagine if I was DeJounte, I would have been icy towards everyone after that game because he went 2-for-15 and played like shit. So I would imagine he probably was ready to get the fuck out of there and go back to New Orleans because that was a rough performance.
They are awful.
For old DeJounte.
They are awful.
Yeah, I mean, they're bad anyway, but then with everybody hurt too. They got no chance.
They got all-stars, multiple all-stars that have missed like 15 or 17 games.
And Alvarado, who's just so important to them. Yeah. Like, he's hurt. Like, they just... The glue guy. Yeah, they suck. They're very bad.
I thought for a minute, though, I was like, man, the Hawks are going to fuck around and lose this game. But they turned it on like last 3 minutes of the second quarter,
yeah.
And then the whole second half was a parade.
Well, they didn't miss. Like, the Pelicans didn't miss a shot in the first quarter. That wasn't going to continue. And then they
Did
beat
Dyson Daniels start for them?
No.
He wasn't starting?
He didn't play, like, at all,
really,
for them. He was, you know, second unit, sometimes even out of the second unit when everyone was healthy. Mm-hmm. Like, he was way down the depth chart.
The push for him to win Defensive Player of the Year has fallen off.
Yeah, he's not. He's not going to do that. Maybe someday, but not yet.
Most improved player, though,
could
is still in up for discussion.
Yeah, could.
A lot of people thought Jaylen could have won that last year,
mm-hmm.
with respect to the injuries that took him out.
That's always a tough award because is it really most improved or is it did you finally get to play?
Right.
You know, because like I don't know, Dyson Daniels probably could have done this last year if he played. You know. I remember.
He's scoring.
Yeah, yes.
That's the thing that was like a pleasant surprise. We were told that like maybe he could shoot threes.
Yeah.
We saw him
and
in
he
Olympics.
Can't really. But his mid range is okay. Yeah. And he's pretty good finisher
and
at the rim.
He also understands when there's a guy that just can't defend him to get to that spot.
Yeah, he's pretty big. Like, and he uses his body pretty well. Yeah.
He can get his shot off from 10, 12 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets there a lot.
Rolas Chapman, Red Sox.
Huh.
$10 million.
Wow. Didn't he randomly play for, who did he play, like the Pirates last like year or something like that?
Was that last year he threw like 103
yeah.
or something?
Yeah, he threw like it like 100 something.
He threw it to play like.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wasn't it, it was, who, it was the guy from the Padres, the third baseman. Not Tatis. Machado. Yeah. No. Machado, and just looked at him like, fuck you. Like, what the fuck, man? 105 mile an hour fastball. What am I supposed to do with that?
What the fuck, man?
You fucking.
And it's fucking.
You dick.
Like in the zone?
Yeah, it's a strike. Right? Okay.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, can you just tap out at that point? It's like two strike. Nah, we're good. That's strike three. I'm out of here. Like the intentional walk, you don't have to throw four balls anymore. It's like the fuck, I don't need to see another one of those.
I mean, maybe not, but with the new golden rule, you might have to face him a second straight time.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
If Machado strikes out, he's like, Machado, best hitter, you're back up. Let's go.
Did you see Rob Manfred's proposed golden batter?
No.
You can use your best hitter
at any point
in the lineup once per game.
I like that.
Do you?
What is that? Now, what are the
keys, man?
We found the guy.
Tell him to go the fuck away.
We found the guy that likes it.
Tell him to go the fuck away.
Just go away.
What if he's on base?
That's what I'm saying. If he's on base, you got to pinch run him.
This guy who's normally hits in that spot, or
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know either.
You just said at any point in the game.
You can switch out the guy.
But then if you pinch run for him, then he's out of the game.
No, they're not going to pinch run. The guy who's batting goes, takes his spot.
Oh, they just switch.
Yeah. Or does that guy not lose his at bat? Is that guy then still in the lineup?
Also, what if, like, okay, Ronald Acuña, for argument's sake.
You also, like I said, like, could you.
Right, bases loaded.
Twice in a
row. No, exactly. Bases loaded, no outs. I strike out.
You get another bat?
Let me just try again.
Now. Is there value there?
Yeah, I just saw all his pitches.
I know, but wouldn't you want to save it, the golden batter?
Well, it's the ninth inning, and we're down by three.
Oh, sure, but I'm just like, even then, wouldn't you want to save it? Like, let your second batter give a go?
Oh, and then if you need him, try it after?
Why not?
Probably. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
But you wait too long in this game-ending double play?
Soto?
No, the guy that was here.
Oh, Kenley Jansen.
Yeah, he's out of Boston.
He was. Oh. He might be a free agent.
Oh, okay.
Because I think that's been 2 years now.
Oh, okay.
Right? Or has that been 1 year? God, I don't know. Baseball seasons are so long.
Baseball's been, like, so in the work to, like, shorten games. Like, using a golden batter, because everyone's going to use it at the ninth inning.
Right. No one's going to use it in the second inning.
Well, you might.
Yeah.
Two outs, bases loaded, like.
They're some bums up. And what's our shortstop's name? Orlando Arcia's up, and then you use it.
Get Austin Riley up to the plate, please.
How I never actually saw it. Everyone's talking about how a Yankees-Dodgers World Series was going to do great TV numbers. Did that actually happen?
I was on the cruise. We watched it on the boat.
I didn't watch any of it.
We didn't talk about that thing.
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
We talked about it once. Okay, yeah. Maybe Bo brought it up.
We talked about Freddie.
We talked about Freddie. Because there was like some argument about, like, are you mad at Freddie still? And I was like, what are you talking about?
But no, I don't remember. I didn't watch it. A play. A pitch.
God, I don't know if I think I might have.
Dramatic series.
I think I wanted to because at one point Freddie had hit like 7 home runs in a row or something like that.
What was the count?
Was it? It was. Five
I know
games,
the Dodgers.
I think they beat him 4-1. I think they beat him 4-1. Yeah. Yeah. They pretty well trounced him.
Game 6 or game 7, I think you get a little bit.
Okay. The last Braves pitch, and out. I'm out.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. And it just wasn't compelling. Like the Freddie stuff was. I tuned in for a couple Freddie at bats, but yeah. I mean, you know, I don't care about either one of those teams. I'd prefer it if neither one of them won any World Series ever.
But it's so funny because my wife's from LA, so they get their LA whenever Dodgers do something. Oh yeah, they broke out the T-shirts and shit.
All of a sudden, they're big Dodgers fans.
Oh yeah, they broke out the T-shirt. But I told you, my boy, he has an allegiance to me and what I see about sports. So I'm not wearing that.
Good.
Yeah, and it was a camouflage. It wasn't Dodger blue. So it's just been an L.A. shirt, but it had the L.A. Dodgers print.
Yeah.
So I'm not wearing that.
So hopefully I'll get there someday with Lily. But on Saturday, because Washington was playing Oregon, and I was trying to brainwash her to talk shit. And I was like, and how do we feel about the Oregon Ducks? And she was like, Daddy, I love ducks. And I was like, yeah, no, fair enough. But like the Oregon Ducks specifically, she was like, why can't we just love everybody? And I was like, God, you're right about that.
You got a long way to go, dog.
You're right about that. You gotta get her out of that. Or maybe she, no, I don't want to. I don't want to get her out of that.
You gotta get her out of that.
She can stay there.
But you like, gotta do now.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Is this the key right now? Because it's an arms race to this per sports fandom between mom and dad. You gotta flutter with it. You gotta flutter with the washing stuff.
Now. So yesterday,
it's an arms deal,
I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, something about college came up, and I was like, "Where do you want to go to college?" And she was like, "I want to go to college where you went." And I was like, "That's great." Well, I went to Boston University and University of Washington. So which one do you want to go to? She went, "Oh, I want to go to App State." And I was like, oh, that's great.
I'm telling you. It's an arms race.
If she wants to go to App State, that's fine.
You gotta flutter.
She can go there. I'll be happy to visit Boone.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.